Hello and welcome to the DC Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Amir Vora, who is a director and CIO at Max Life Insurance. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Vora.
Thank you so much, Shataj. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Vora, the first thing or the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, U.S. Fed jitters did dent the investor sentiment, but our market sort of scaled fresh record highs again. So what are your views on the market at this point in time?
Yes, it is a bit of a conundrum, isn't it, Shataj? We have the pandemic on one side and the markets at new highs on the other side. But if you just step back and, and look at the situation, that's been the case for a lot of asset classes. Look at the developed market real estate, bonds, credit spreads of high yield are at lows, equity volatility is at low globally. So to that extent, this whole exercise of Fed and ECB and Bank of Japan and all other central banks flooding the markets with liquidity to prevent any global meltdown over the last 15 months is basically causing yields to go down dramatically, has caused yields to go down dramatically. This coupled with the fiscal stimulus in the US and the Europe and Japan has led to consumption bouncing back very sharply in the global markets. And to that extent, exporters to those global markets like India, China, are also benefiting from the demand out there. So on one hand, you have the very sharp V-shaped recovery in the developed countries. And on the other hand, you have very low interest rates globally, including in India, which is driving a chase for yields. And that's the reason why you see, institutional and retail money flowing into risky assets, including equities, leading us to these high valuations. So it's really a function of sharp recovery globally and the fact that yields elsewhere are so low.
In one of your tweets, you did highlight that small caps valuation surpasses that of large cap for the first time in over a decade. So what are your views on the broader markets at this point in time, and how should investors play this game?
Yes, so valuations are stretched not only for small caps, but also for large caps. Mm-hmm. Relatively, small caps and mid caps have actually covered up all the underperformance that we saw since 2018. Remember, there was a sharp correction in 2018 in the mid cap and small caps. And for the next 2 years, they underperformed. But in the last 12 months, they have more than recovered all the underperformance since 2018. Mm-hmm. So there is a bit of valuation froth in the market. If you look at some of the small caps, they are now trading at 30, 40, 50 times, mm-hmm. which typically has not been the case for a very long time. So there is a bit of froth in the market. At this point in time, relatively, I am more comfortable on large caps compared to mid and small caps.
So we also wanted to look at themes that will, drive the next leg of the rally for these two.
So for India, it's really a function of the opening up and getting back on track. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, the US, the European economies are bouncing back much sharply because of two reasons. One is that they had much more fiscal stimulus. The US, for example, did almost 15-16% of fiscal stimulus, which is unheard of, unthought of. Last time they did something like this was during World War II. So that gives you an idea of how big the fiscal stimulus has been. On top of the record monetary stimulus also. The Fed balance sheet has doubled in the last year and a half, so to say. The thing about the Indian economy is that we are still lagging as far as the economic recovery goes. So for us, it's just a function of time as to when we bounce back in the normal cyclical course of things. May take a little while, maybe a quarter or more so, but it will definitely come back. So for India, I would look at more of getting back on track or opening up trades. Mm-hmm. And to that extent, the underperforming sectors have been sectors like the domestic consumption sectors, like the infrastructure sectors, which should drive the next leg if India has to recover. And I think the next 3 to 6 months it will. So for the last 12 months, we've been more externally biased. Right. Looking at exporters like IT, pharma, auto ancillaries, the chemicals, etc., which benefited from export to the developed markets. But if I look at the next 3 to 12 months, probably it's time to start looking at more of a domestic recovery.
I think the big thing to watch out for in the next 3 to 12 months, as you're trying to put on, is the domestic recovery place. You talked about valuation with respect to small caps as well as for large caps. So what about Nifty? Because some analysts are, they are complaining about the Nifty valuation, which are trading above long-term averages. What are your views on that?
So as I said, it's not only the Nifty. Globally, that's the same phenomenon. Asset prices are inflated everywhere. Okay. So relatively speaking, we are not worse off compared to most of the other markets. Mm-hmm. And partly, the market is also forward-looking through FY21, which was a highly unusual year.
Right.
So I don't think markets are giving too much weightage to the valuations of FY21. Mm-hmm. We are looking more at FY22 and FY23. And on the base of FY21, I think the earnings growth is expected to be very smart. So to that extent, some of the optically high valuations can be explained by higher growth on a lower base.
And the big theme actually which emerged in the pandemic 20 is the influx of retail investors, and the momentum is still growing in 2021 as well. Do you see the participation as transitory or the beginning of a long-term behavioral change?
I think it's a bit of both. So retail trading is already more than 60-70% of market volume, which is on the higher side. But we did see these kind of participation in the mid-2000s and even during the heydays of 99-2000. So it's not unusual, but yes, it's on the high side. Partly, it could be structural because we are seeing a lot of ease of entering the market now with mobile phone and apps driving a lot of these new customers. Getting into the market even with a small amount of 10, 20, 30, 40,000 rupees is easy. And, these apps are making it very easy for people to trade on the side, whether they are doing a full-time job or not. And the other thing is that with interest rates being so low, there is, as I said, a chase for yields. Okay. To that extent, you have some savings in the white-collar segment, where people who have not lost their jobs in the last 12 months have not spent as much. So there is maybe some accumulated savings, plus the ease of entering the market and some free time in hand, I guess, which is leading to people, participating in the market. But I think a lot of it will be, structural also, because of the fact that we have technology enabling good and easy entry to the market, and a lot of these apps and the houses also give trading ideas, fundamental input, which was not that easily available earlier.
Now we're talking about retail investors. So how should retail investors pick stocks in a pricing market like this, and key pointers or indicators to watch out for?
So if you're an investor, I would say that you are still better off participating through an institutional investor. Not say for traders. Traders, of course, have a different time horizon and different objective.
Yes.
But for investors, either you participate through an institution like an insurance, ULIP or a mutual fund, mm-hmm. and stick to your asset allocation. But if at all you do want to, kind of pick stocks yourself, then it's better to, pick stocks and enter those segments where you understand. So suppose you are in a FMCG company and you know the industry, then you are at a relative advantage compared to others who doesn't know that much about the FMCG industry, I think. But on the other hand, if you have spare time and you think you can do your own research, there is enough free information available out there. There are many websites which give you fundamental data. And if you have the, inclination, there is a lot of free data available. You can do your own analysis. A couple of guidelines. I would not go for these pump and dump kind of stocks. A lot of chat forums are too busy giving out tips, etc. Mm-hmm. So I would still stick to the companies where there is a lot of transparency, which pretty much means that the top 200 companies or so are safe with lots more disclosure, etc. But if you have an edge or a better insight in some other company or something, then you can definitely do that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vora, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do say log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Shirish. Always a pleasure.